NPR Mobile.
NPR N4ZLK. Hey, Tom. And hello, Bernice, if she's in there with you.
Hi, Shane.
I didn't even have to tell her who it was. She usually tells me. But we know you well, Shane. Oh, we are on the way to more or less a doctor's appointment to make them a couple hundred bucks. They put me on some potassium here a while back to keep me from creating rocks in my kidney. So he's just going to check the level, I think. So not anything important, but I did get one win, I think. I'm pretty sure. They sent me to an eyelid specialist for that, what they thought was a carcinoma on my eyelid. And eyelid specialist, they got specialists for everything at Clem's and I. He said, Tom, he said, I don't think it is. He said, they just don't come on that quick. He says, you just had your eyes examined a month ago. And he says, Dr. Glazer didn't see anything. And he says, cancers don't grow that fast. And he said, I'm just going to give you some erythromycin and put that on your eyelid 3 times a day for a week, 2 times for the next week, and once for the following week. And you know, I think it's gone, Shane, so I'd have to say this. I deserve to win sometime or another.
Good news. That's good to hear. I'll tell you what, I'm glad they figured that out, and sounds like you got a good doctor there. And did I hear you say Dr. Laser? That's an interesting name, if that was correct.
No, you was close, but no cigar. Hey, where did I get that water on my windshield from, Bernice? Must have been a sprinkler. Or a cloud. Dr. Glazer, Glaser, Gulf. He's the one that did the LASIKs on Bernice's eyes and my eyes, and he's awesome. Fast. Oh, man. I don't know how those nurses keep up with him. But that place has got a specialist for everything, a retina specialist, an eyelid specialist, a laser specialist. You name it, they got it. I really am. I'm fascinated by their technology there compared to back what it was in Kansas.
You're not in Kansas anymore, Tom. Hey, always wanted to say that. But yeah, I think if you have a body part, there's a specialist for it nowadays.
Shane, well, I'm happy about that, and get that heart surgery done here next month sometime and get that over with. And everybody I've talked to, even my daughter talked to a nurse that lives across the street from her that works for the VA that we've known for a long time. And she said, I know Dr. Davis, and he's a wonderful heart doctor, and you're in good hands. So, and then the lady down at Greer that drawed my blood a couple of days ago said the same thing. Her husband was 57 and had to have, I think she said, 5 bypasses. That's young.
Miss, goodness gracious. I've heard of things like that, you know, but it's rare. But that's good, though, when you have that many people in the medical field who recommend a doctor or have heard good things about him. That's always a great sign.
Working on this, and it's Bernice's fault. For being such a fine chef. Isn't that right, Mom? And clogging up my arteries, Shane.
I was thinking about you the other day when you always refer to her as the War Department, and I was thinking if I ever use that for Beth, I might have to say sometimes she's the War Department and sometimes she's the actual war.
I'd say that about Bernice. She's very, very extremely quiet, as you've noticed, but a wonderful wife for 57 years. Well, what are you up to today? I haven't talked to Patrick today. I had the radio on for a little bit, and I wanted to answer Dave, DJW, was on here, and I heard an ID when I was making an appointment at Toyota for an oil change. I got one free one left. And tire rotation. You know, that guy where we bought this told me to know I'd have to drive clear back up to Hickory to get an oil change. I said, I'll just pay somebody down here to do it. I used to do them myself, but I'm not able now. But they told me, well, that's BS, Tom. You got five oil changes that are free, and even though it was a used car. So today she said, yeah, and you got three more tire rotations, and I didn't know that. I'm sure they'll come back and say I need an alignment or something. They always do. We do this 100 and some point inspection that you don't tell them to do, but they do it, and I guess that's a good thing. But I don't think it needs line because the tires are all evenly worn, and they're very little worn, Shane, because we only got, let's see, 23,732 miles on it.
Okay. I got all of that. I'm just waiting for a minute because I'm going through, going past an LED sign that causes a lot of interference. But yeah, I generally do our oil changes. It's been years since I've taken one somewhere. It actually, you know, with limited time that I have, it's easier for me to do it at home than trying to go take it somewhere and sit and wait on them. But, and I still like being able to do it. And I know you did too. But also, I don't like going places and them saying, oh, you need this, you need that. And I pretty much know what I need because I keep a tab on it. I always change the oil and rotate the tires at the same time. Do it about every 5,000 miles on my wife's car. Not quite that much on my truck. I'd like to, but it's a little more expensive, so I push it a little bit.
Yeah, you about need to be an engineer to work on these cars nowadays. Dave Watson, he got a code reader. I forget how, but his wife has got an Avalon also, and she just loves it, but they don't make it anymore, or I'm sure she would have got another one. But he reads those codes out and gets rid of all that nonsense himself, which is a very good thing. I hadn't heard Dave on in a while, and so I was really glad to hear him this morning, and I wanted to talk to him, but just didn't have the opportunity. But yeah, I did. But when we first bought that 2011 Avalon, and that was the one before this one, you know, it was like $53 for the oil change wrench, the little cup that goes over it, and you couldn't find them anywhere else at that time. That really rubbed me in the wrong direction for an oil filter change wrench.
Same thing I've got. It's a little aluminum little thing you put your socket extension into and turn it off. Then the filter is actually just a cartridge filter that goes inside that. I found mine. Well, I don't know where I found it. It wasn't that much for sure. I think I may have paid about $15 for it. I got it online and had it shipped to the house. So I had to research how to change oil on it on the Toyota when we first got ours, because all the others, you know, had the oil filter out on the outside of it. I hadn't seen this design before until we got this RAV4.
You're exactly right. That's what we got. And, man, I didn't want to give that much for it, but up until a few years ago, two or three years ago, I changed them myself. But I bought a kit of them down there at Harbor Freight. And they're real cheap ones and that. And it had about four or five different oil change things in it. And you know, Shane, none of them would fit that Toyota. But the irony of it is, you go under there and I buy my oil filters at Toyota, and there's a little round thing on the bottom of the cup, And okay, so you gotta release that and let the oil out of the filter, and then you take that rinse and take that cup off, and then I'd clean out the oil filter thing with the carburetor cleaner and make sure it was antiseptically clean, and then put the cartridge back in it. And then you had, if you read the instructions, this is Gerald TR Mobile, you had so many foot-pounds to torque that outside the big cup with, and they listed that in, I think it was foot-newtons instead of foot-pounds, and but they had it in both. And then they had the little thing that you put on the bottom of the cup, it was in a lot less newtons of torque to torque that on. What a deal. Gee, money. Different than back when I used to change oil on my old trucks, and it was points, plugs, and condenser, and change the oil filter, and it screwed on.
I figured there was a torque setting for both of those, but I just kind of snug it up how I feel like it should be, and I've never had it leak, so I don't worry about it. Something I know that it's real important, and it probably wouldn't. They have it for a reason, but I guess that's to keep you from putting it on there too loose, too, and getting a leak under there. But, I don't necessarily enjoy changing the oil. I enjoyed doing it, you know, having it done and knowing I didn't have to pay somebody else to do it. And that way, also, I know it's done right when it, well, I hope it's done right. I've never had an issue yet, so, and I've known people who have driven away from drive-through oil change places and regretted it later when all their oil dumped on the ground.
You know, back when Fred Anderson didn't own the Greer Toyota, I had it done down there once, and I got home and I noticed oil leaking on the driveway, and I don't have any oil leaks on the driveway. It ticked me off. And the oil that he spilled into there when he changed it, he just left it on the block and on the, lower arm down there, your cross arm and that. And it was just dripping off of it. And then on the way back down there to tell him about it, I thought it was a rock, but then I've later give it some thought, and I think it was an acorn or a hickory nut hit my windshield and broke it. And it was a sound absorbent windshield. It was about $1,100. Ooh, I was hot the time I got down there.
It was an unnecessary trip, and then it caused more. Well, yeah, I know. I mean, accidents happen, and the more people or mistakes happen, the more people involved in the process, the more chances of a mistake happening. So, I'm that way too. I like to change my own. I'll do it as long as I can. Anyway, Tom, I'm not far. I'm going to drop this trailer and find another one to take back out. Enjoyed it, and good news on your eye there. And you and Bernice have a good day. We'll talk to you later. And by the way, back to Beth and the war, it's not always like that. It was more of a joke. I know you know that. She's a good woman. I'll talk to you later. And for is that okay?
I was trying to tell this GPS where to go. Sometimes I'd like to. See you later. And for is that okay? And 0 TR.